Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Berlin briefing reported twice this week about missing Stolpersteine, stumbling stones, which are brass plates embedded in pavement to recognize where victims of National Socialism lived, engraved with the victim's name and last known address. Yesterday morning, residents of Neukölln reported three more missing stones, which brings the total number to 16 in the district. The German-wide project was initiated by artist Günter Demnig. Police are suspecting a political motive behind the thefts and a connection to the Reichskristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass, on November 9, 1938, when Nazis robbed and destroyed thousands of Jewish stores, murdered about 400 people, and 30,000 were transported to concentration camps. There is no concrete evidence on who stole the stones, but the affected area in Neukölln is a hotspot of the right extremist scene in Berlin. Berlin has more than 7,000 Stolpersteine to remember people who have been persecuted, not only Jews, but also Sinti and Roma, members of religious or political resistance, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, or people who were murdered because of the Euthanasie program. Lufthansa is closing one of the gaps left by insolvent Air Berlin. Starting yesterday, for the first time in 16 years, the largest German airline is once again making a long-haul flight to New York five times a week. This is only possible because Lufthansa has taken over a large part of Air Berlin. The group now wants to become the market leader in Berlin after Frankfurt and Munich. In addition to the route to New York, CEO Carsten Spohr has announced that he may offer a second long-haul route from Tegel. Lufthansa's expansion plans also mean more traffic in Tegel Airport. The airline is currently temporarily operating the world's second-largest passenger aircraft, a Boeing 747, between Frankfurt and Berlin, with more than 60 jumbo jets scheduled to land in Berlin during the entire month of November from Monday to Thursday, according to a spokesman. Lufthansa intends to take over some 80 aircraft and crews from Air Berlin. A plainclothes police investigator has been sentenced to 1 year and 3 months in prison on probation. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, the man received money, free drinks, and access to prostitutes in a Berlin table dance bar in return for providing internal police information to the owner of the bar in at least 173 cases. An undercover agent witnessed the close relationship the man had with the owner of the bar. The judge found enough evidence of corruption in 2 cases, unlawful acceptance of benefits in 3 cases, and failure of preventing crimes. The man, who has been suspended until now, might also lose his job and has to expect less pension. The art installation Monument, which consists of vertically erected buses and was inspired by a sniper barrier in Aleppo, will be set up in front of the Brandenburg Gate on Friday. It will be shown until November 26th as a loan from the Kunsthaus Dresden. The sculpture was met with skepticism and denial in Dresden, where it was displayed in front of the Frauenkirche between November and April. Pegida supporters were particularly offended by it. This is not shared with Berliner politicians, at least. Culture Senator Klaus Lederer is the patron for Monument and is in full praise that the sculpture will be in place where historical and recent lines cross, and that he thinks the piece of art should trigger conversations and exchanges about how destruction, suffering, and war can be overcome and how conciliation can be possible. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.